Hi, I'm Josh Dolan.
And I'm Logan Spieler, and we're the sports editors for the Etched in Stone online news publication for Fossil Ridge High School.
And today we will be discussing how teams in the NBA can go from being average to consistent contenders in their respective conferences.
So today we're going to be talking about the Denver Nuggets, average team over the last couple of years that we think we have some solutions that might be able to get them to be contenders in the West. So first of all, we have to look at their roster and see who are players that are assets that they could either trade to get higher picks or that they think are worth keeping that could potentially be stars themselves. And I think Josh and I both will agree that the best way to get an all-star, which is how you get to being a contender, is through the draft.
Yeah, and also with the Nuggets being not a low market team, but not a high market team, they don't have the ability to attract, such as Chicago or New York, places of that nature. They don't have the ability to attract free agents as well as other teams are. So for the Nuggets to really build a core, they need to start with the draft and get a huge key star player that is going to help lure free agents to come to the Nuggets. And this is the draft for that. This could be one of the drafts of the ages.
Unfortunately, what some teams, especially teams that are average, what they struggle with is they're not good enough to be contenders, but they're not usually bad enough to get really high draft picks, which are where the really good players are.
And that is exactly what the Nuggets have been in the last couple of years. They've consistently been 6, 7, 8 seeds, or last year they were a fairly high seed, being the number 3 seed, but still they were nowhere near good enough to compete with the top teams in the Western Conference. So for the Nuggets to really be propelled into a team that can consistently contend, there's one, maybe two, maybe three possible players that the Nuggets should keep that can be really huge assets for the team. But for the most part, there is a lot of players on the team that can be assets for other teams, so the Nuggets can get a draft pick or a player in return that can help them out in the future. So we're going to take a look at each player and decide on whether we think the Nuggets should keep them or trade them away, and then we're going to look on to the draft and free agents. So first we'll start with the Nuggets currently.
All right, so at point guard, they have Ty Lawson, who has been the main engine of their team over the last couple of years. So far this year, he's having a great year, averaging over 20 points and around 7 assists. He's been their most consistent player and also their best leader and best player at the floor most times. Shooting guard is where they need a lot of help. Right now, due to the loss of Andre Iguodala in the offseason, they have multiple players that are just average. Randy Foy or Evan Fournier. Players that won't really propel them or help them win games down the road. They need a star, preferably at shooting guard. And at small forward, they have Danilo Gallinari, who is often injured and hasn't reached his full potential, who could be a good piece to add in a trade, as he is valuable. The other one at small forward is Wilson Chandler. Wilson Chandler will never be a high-volume scorer, but he is a good all-around player. He has good defense. He can play multiple positions, still young. So he could be another good trade asset, but at the same time, he could also be very valuable to their core. At power forward, they have Kenneth Fareed, who is known for his energy and highlights. Unfortunately, although he creates a lot of energy and highlights, there are big flaws in his game, which is one of the reasons I suggest they try to trade him for as high a first-round pick as they can get. And then at center, they have JaVale McGee, who so far has been a disappointment, has a very big contract, and is another guy they could potentially trade.
And also, going off of Logan with Gallinari, he's the guy that had huge expectations coming back in the Carmelo Anthony trade, which he's not obviously on the caliber of Anthony, but they did have expectations that he would be able to help fulfill the void that Anthony left. But like Logan said, he's very injury prone and he just really hasn't lived up to his potential on the court thus far. But that doesn't mean that he can't do it for another team. Sometimes changes of scenery really helps a player. So he's one of the guys that really can help the Nuggets get a good return back, either in players or draft picks. The Nuggets also have, for backup power forward, J.J. Hickson and backup center Timofey Mozgov. Mozgov, this year, has been a fairly big surprise. Last year was kind of a... The last couple of years have really been a disappointment for him. Some Nuggets fans... A lot of Nuggets fans were actually not wanting him to come back. The Nuggets did, however, re-sign him. And thus far, it's looking like a pretty good signing for the Nuggets.
So far, they're made trade assets. And why we would want to trade these players is right now, the team... Right now, the team, as it stands with this current roster, is only going to be average. And so at the end of the year, they will probably only have a average middle-of-the-pack first-rounder. So why they would want to trade these players is to trade them for high top 10 draft picks. And those draft picks, the top 10 ones, often can turn into stars.
And I don't think the Nuggets have a player that they can get a top 10 draft pick for right now. But like Logan's saying, if they package guys together, that can really help elevate the draft pick they get or a potential player.
Yeah, going off of that, some of their trade assets are their small forwards, Danilo Gallinari and Wilson Chandler, are solid NBA starters. While they're not stars, they could be traded for a potentially high draft pick, Fried. A lot of people in the NBA are very high on Fried and his motor, and McGee has a lot of potential. Mozgov has had a good year. Hickson is still young. So they have a lot of players that they could package for a high first-round pick. And as Josh said earlier, this 2014 draft is picked to be one of the best in recent years. There's a lot of depth throughout the draft at all positions.
So guys that me and Logan feel that the Nuggets should keep are Ty Lawson, and really the only other one that we think they possibly could keep, but they should definitely explore their options with the trade, is Wilson Chandler, just because of his value, how valuable he is to the team. He can play multiple positions, good defender. He's off and on with offense, but if he's on, he can really light up the scoreboard. And then Evan Fournier, Wilson Chandler, Danilo Gallinari, Kenneth Fried, J.J. Hickson, JaVale McGee, and Timofey Mozgov are all guys that we think the Nuggets really should consider trading. I'm not hugely for keeping any of them. I don't think any of those players can really get the Nuggets to where they want to be, but they're definitely assets that other teams can use, which can help get them to where they want to be. But just with the Nuggets situation right now, they're not players that really could help the Nuggets in the future. And also, Ty Lawson is definitely the one keeper on this team, but I wouldn't be against them exploring what they could get back for him, as he can bring in the biggest haul out of any of their players right now. So that's kind of the overlook that we have on the current stage of the Nuggets. But now we're going to move on to the draft. As Logan was saying, this is potentially one of the draft for the ages, with players such as Julius Randle, Jabari Parker, Andrew Wiggins, players of that nature.
So the only reason the Nuggets would really trade any of those players is to get a really high first-round pick in the upcoming draft. If they were to trade a Ty Lawson, where they would be able to get a very high pick, if they did that, they'd have to probably draft a point guard to replace him or whoever is best available. But some of the players that we feel are very good fits at the top 10 picks that could really boost the Nuggets and maybe potentially become stars are... point guard Marcus Smart from Oklahoma State, Andrew Wiggins, the star freshman small forward from Kansas, Jabari Parker, another star small forward only for Duke, Julius Randle, a very bruising double-double machine for Kentucky. He's a power forward, and then high flyer power forward Gordon from Arizona, and then there's a couple other players that have decent potential. Gary Harris, a shooting guard from Michigan State. Joel Embiid, a work in progress, a center from Kansas. and some other players from some other teams that could potentially be good as well.
And just to clarify, these are all players who have the ability to go back to college, but players that will most likely be one and done due to their high draft stocks right now and potential offers that they have on the table from companies, businesses such as Adidas, Nike, things of that nature. Especially Andrew Wiggins. He has already a huge contract proposal from Adidas. So there's a lot of things that are going to lure those players out of college, but they do have the ability to go back to college if they so choose. And also, one thing that's been a little controversial lately is tanking with Mike Krzyzewski from Duke, explaining how that, or at least in his opinion, is very, very bad thing to do, and he's completely against that idea. But then again, if you look at his teams, he's never really had a team that has ever been in the situation of maybe tanking, plus he's in college. So I think he's a little too biased to go off his opinion. But the Nuggets are a team that could consider tanking. And if they do, they're pretty much guaranteed a top five pick, which, like Logan was saying, will really help give them that star player that they need to really trigger them into the starting stages of becoming a contender. One team to look at that is pretty much implemented the current plan that we're laying out for the Nuggets is the Oklahoma City Thunder. They started with the draft and getting Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and they really did everything. Like, James Harden now he's gone, but they still have Westbrook, they have Durant, they have so many key players just because of their ability to draft. And so the Nuggets, if they can find that player that suits their team best, really can just jumpstart the whole process and get them going. Right now, they're kind of just in that stage where they haven't started the rebuilding. They're still they're in playoff contention, but they're not really a team that can really do anything. So now that we've kind of examined the draft, if they can get that one key player, they can really get the free agents. And so now we're going to look at free agents that they can potentially sign. But first, in your opinion, Logan, who do you think would be the best fit? If you could choose anyone from the draft, who do you think would be the best fit for the Nuggets?
Well, I think it's between two players. Right now, I think they have a definite need for a strong power forward or center. So I was looking at Julius Randle from Kentucky. I think he is a double-double machine and somebody who they could feed the post. The other one would be either Jabari Parker or Andrew Wiggins, two small forwards that really would be both stars, scorers, and something the Nuggets really need, a go-to scorer off the wing.
And I would also agree with him, but the one problem with that is I don't think the Nuggets they probably won't have the one or two pick. They'll probably be more 3 through 5. So players such as Jabari Parker and Andrew Wiggins and Marcus Smart will probably be gone by then, or Julius Randle, leaving them still really solid players to get. One guy I think that they should really consider is Gordon from Arizona, as he put in a huge performance against San Diego State. He's great on the boards. He can stretch the floor, hit jump shots, really good in the post. So he's one guy I really think they should look into. And nowadays, it's really hard to find true bruisers that can get those hard-fought rebounds. So he's really a guy that could help jumpstart that team. So that's kind of our draft overlook. So now we're going to move into the free agents. So Logan's going to kind of sum up all the free agents that could be potential fits for the Nuggets, and then we'll kind of examine them more in depth after he goes over the list.
So these are going to be free agents that will be open for any team to get in the 2014 offseason. Unfortunately, there will be guys like Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, and Kevin Love, but as we said before, Denver is a small market team, not a championship title contender, so it'd be very hard to draw those players in.
And there's also teams that are already trying to lure those players in that are big market teams, such as the Knicks and Bulls. So like Logan was saying, I think it'd be a great idea for, although it'd be really nice for the Nuggets to get one of those players such as Kevin Love or LeBron if he opts out of his contract or whatnot, I think they should more focus on maybe second tier players that they have a better shot at getting, just because as of right now, they don't have that huge player to really attract those free agents.
So as I said earlier, I do think one of the things the Nuggets need is a person who can play power forward or center, somebody they can dump the ball to in the paint and get them buckets, and definitely a scorer in the paint and somebody who can get rebounds and score. And the person who I think would best fit this bill, who will be a 2014 free agent, is a guy by the name of Greg Monroe. He's currently plays for the Detroit Pistons, averages about 17 points and 10 rebounds per game, fits the bill, good guy, still very young, still has some potential, but he's a big guy who could fit that bill. And then also, like I said in the draft, I think they do need a go-to scorer on the wing, either a shooting guard or small forward. Either one would work. And I think a 2014 person, free agent, would be Rudy Gay of the Toronto Raptors. He does have some downsides. He's not a very efficient player, and he takes a lot of shots. People have called him a ball hog. But at the end of the day, he has a lot of potential, a go-to scorer, a proven 20-point scorer, and somebody the Nuggets could really use.
And he's a guy that the Nuggets haven't had in a while who could hit those clutch shots. They haven't had anyone since the Carmelo Anthony days. He's not afraid of the moment, and he really can't get down. Like a couple nights ago, he took 35-plus shots. So he's not one to fade away if he's not having a good night or anything like that. Although Logan was talking about the offensive side of it, another thing that the Nuggets have really lacked in past years is their defense. And the guys in the draft are really offensive-minded guys. Not saying they can't play defense, but they're really guys that are known for their offense, such as Wiggins and Parker. So it wouldn't be a bad idea for the Nuggets to look at guys that can still score but are fairly good defenders, such as Luol Deng, Greg Monroe, guys of that nature. So that's another thing for them to look at as well.
So overall, Josh and I can both agree that I think the only way to be a contender is really to start from the bottom, really rebuild and work your way from the bottom up, as we've seen teams like the Thunder have done. It's hard for a team that's mediocre to go from middle of the pack to stardom. Oftentimes, the only way to go is to completely trade away most of the players and work your way through the draft.
And this is no easy task, as there is a lot of other teams that are implementing this strategy as well, such as the Hornets, Pelicans, 76ers. The 76ers,
Jazz.
The Jazz, exactly. So there's definitely a lot of other teams that are going to try to do this as well. But if the Nuggets don't start this now, that they're going to be bad for a long time to come, and so they might as well get the process started now. Although the fan base won't be happy with it, it could really pay dividends in the future, so you might as well start it now. So that's our outlook for the Nuggets currently and in the future. Hope you guys enjoyed it.